This is the CBS World News Roundup. Midnight Madness as Phantom Menace opens nationwide.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was actually kind of weak.
It did everything I wanted it to do.
I'm Byron Pitts in Orlando, where one daughter's decision to die could send her mother to prison for life.
New hopes for a diplomatic solution to the crisis over Kosovo. I'm John Roberts in Belgrade.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 19th. I'm Ed Crane with the CBS World News Roundup. It's estimated that 200,000 folks are skipping work today. Why? They were overcome by midnight madness, rushing to the local multiplex to catch the first showing of the new Star Wars flick just after midnight. Was it worth the wait and the lack of sleep? Star Warriors in New York and Orlando weigh in.
It was actually a lot more plot. It was not a special effects movie at all.
Not as good as it could have been, but damn good.
I was a little bit disappointed, actually. It was good, but it wasn't great.
It was good, but it should have more story than effects.
In New York, Clearview Cinema President Bud Mayo expects big box office receipts, saying Phantom Menace is more than just a movie.
It's a cross-generational event. Dads and moms who saw the picture had a great time doing that 22 years ago are now taking their kids. And it's one of those rare occasions when families can enjoy something equally.
It's a right to die matter now, but it may soon be a case of murder. The bizarre details from CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts.
From her hospital bed in Orlando, paralyzed from the neck down by a bullet that severed her spine, Georgette Smith has told her family, her doctors, her lawyer, and now a circuit court judge, she wants to be taken off the respirator that is keeping her alive. It's a choice Smith's daughter, Candace, told the court her mother was sure of.
She's prepared herself because she knows that she's lived a good life, and she doesn't want to finish her life in this situation.
Smith was allegedly shot in the neck by her mother last March. 68-year-old Shirley Egan reportedly became enraged when she overheard her daughter talking about moving her into a nursing home. If Georgette Smith dies, her mother could face murder charges. Byron Pitts, CBS News, Orlando.
And the latest word from Orlando is that Georgette Smith is expected to die later today. In what could be a major impediment to Kosovars still trying to flee the province, Serb troops are reportedly massing along the borders with Albania and Macedonia and digging in preparation for a feared ground attack from NATO forces. That is, European diplomats seek a peaceful end to the crisis. CBS News correspondent John Roberts has more from Belgrade.
Russian Balkan envoy Viktor Chernomyrdin arrived in Belgrade this afternoon for talks with Slobodan Milosevic. Chernomyrdin flew here from a day and a half of meetings with the Finnish president and U.S. Undersecretary of State Strobe Talbot. The outcome of those meetings was said to be positive, though the three agreed they needed to find a new way to solve this crisis. And even as diplomatic moves appeared to gain momentum, NATO was pressing ahead with its bombing campaign. The Yugoslav army claims a NATO attack in the southeast Kosovo town of Niljani took civilian casualties when a bomb aimed at a factory hit a restaurant, killing 4 and injuring 15. People here are looking for a settlement, a way to end the conflict. But rather than finding a swift solution, these talks may be the beginning of what will be a long process. John Roberts, CBS News, Belgrade.
An elderly ethnic Albanian who survived the Serbs died on board a flight to the U.S. early today. The woman was thought to have been about 80 years old.
We do have a Muslim chaplain who has met with the family and is consoling them and taking them through the in-processing center.
Lieutenant Colonel Jill Morgenthaler at Fort Dix, New Jersey. It's 4 past the hour.
You're tuned to KNX 1070.
A quantitative comparative analysis reveals that Isuzu Rodeo LS and Isuzu Trooper S are far superior to Ford Explorer XLT. Rodeo and Trooper have more horsepower than Ford Explorer.
Which means Rodeo and Trooper can take on any road, anytime.
Further information shows that Rodeo LS and Trooper S have greater payload capacity than Ford Explorer XLT.
What he's trying to say is Rodeo and Trooper can haul more stuff.
And from a strictly economic standpoint, Isuzu Rodeo LS and Trooper S cost less than Ford Explorer XLT. Trooper is nearly $1,900 less, and Rodeo is nearly $2,500 less. So I have concluded that the intelligent choices are Isuzu Trooper or Isuzu Rodeo.
I could have told you that.
See your Southern California Isuzu dealer today.
Go farther. Go California.
Competitive information based on latest manufacturer brochures and specification sources. American Isuzu Motors is not responsible for the accuracy of the data.
An air-conditioned men's suit and a fork that tells you when to stop eating. Those were among thousands of inventions that never made it to market. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive is live to tell us why.
Because of fraud, according to federal prosecutors.
These were small inventors with big ideas.
people had a dream.
U.S. Attorney Donald Stern in Springfield, Massachusetts, says about 34,000 people were bilked for more than $60 million by a network of companies, including American Inventors Corporation.
This was a very slick operation. They advertised in national publications, USA Today, TV Guide. They made representations that they had been successful with other inventors in the past. That was a lie.
They charged fees and gave patenting and marketing advice that the U.S. attorney calls worthless. 10 people are charged, 9 were arrested, and could face prison time of up to 135 years. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Several major players in the vitamin industry, including the European giants BASF and Rhône Poulenc, are reportedly close to a settlement with federal prosecutors in connection with a year-long investigation into price fixing that may have cost consumers and farmers millions in overpayments. The Wall Street Journal reports the companies involved are likely to be slapped with multi-million dollar fines. For the first time since the Mother's Day bus crash that killed 22 people on a New Orleans highway, police there plan to speak today with bus driver Frank Bedell, who was among those badly injured in the crash.
This obviously will be a major part of the investigation about who was responsible and as to what exactly happened on that day.
Police spokesman David Bowser. Reports say Bedell had a history of drug use. Tests show he had smoked marijuana within several weeks of the accident. Last week, he wondered what they were thinking. This morning, President Clinton is praising members of the Senate for the latest gun safety measure.
I want to commend the Senate for yesterday's overwhelming bipartisan support for child safety locks.
More from CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
With Republicans backing away a bit from threats to pull the entire juvenile justice bill, the Senate continues to add more gun control amendments. The latest, sponsored by Wisconsin Democrat Herb Kohl, requires trigger locks on handguns.
We are insisting that gun manufacturers, from this point forward, when they sell a handgun, that they have an effective kind of a safety device that they sell along with the handgun.
A very similar bill was overwhelmingly defeated just a year ago by Senate Republicans, but moderate GOP Senator John Chafee of Rhode Island says the politics of gun control has been changed by public outrage over the Littleton school shootings. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It may be immoral, but it isn't illegal. But a California woman wants to make infidelity a crime, punishable by a public apology and the cost of therapy for the spouse who was cheated on. Twice married, Laura Ona Ipolaisis acknowledges that she's been the victim of a roving husband and that the White House sex scandal helped inspire her proposed law. Dynamics in Leadership with Professor Winfrey. That course is being offered to students at Northwestern University's Business School next fall. That's Professor Oprah Winfrey. The talk show host plans to teach the 10-week course with her longtime boyfriend, Stedman Graham. The chairman of the SEC is being accused of bad judgment by a Senate ethics panel. According to the Wall Street Journal, Arthur Levitt personally called the firm Bear Stearns to recommend a high-ranking subordinate for a job. The call came as the SEC was investigating Bear Stearns' connections to a now-defunct firm that bilked investors of $75 million. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 20 points. It's 8 past the hour.
KNX 1070, Los Angeles.
Yeah, the blimp was large. The World Trade Center was tall. And yep, the Grand Canyon is wide. But believe it or not, there's something even more spectacular, and that's Bel Air Camera Superstores Expo and Sale, where you'll meet factory reps from major camera companies,
talk with photography experts,
shop hundreds of cameras, and buy them all at or below wholesale cost.
That's right, for 4 days only.
Buy Nikon, Canon, Minolta, Pentax, Hasselblad, Mamiya cameras and lenses at or below wholesale cost at the Bel Air Camera Superstore.
Sound too good to be true?
There's more. Bel Air Camera will also be giving away a total of $500 to the first 27 people in line.
Special buys and limited quantity demo models also on sale.
Like a Nikon N50 camera body for $169 or an Olympus stylus for just $49.
For more deals, check Thursday's LA Times.
Bel Air Camera Superstores Expo and Sale.
Begins Thursday and ends this Sunday.
At the corner of Kinross and Galey, just north of Wilshire in Westwood Village.
Don't miss it, pal.
It amounted to an online Ponzi scheme, the SEC sanctioning one of the nation's fastest-growing internet stockbrokers for some alleged financial shenanigans. CBS MarketWatch correspondent Betsy Koretnik is live with details.
Beware the risks of online trading in its first Investor Protection Act against an internet brokerage business. The Securities and Exchange Commission said yesterday it had imposed sanctions against Daytech Online Brokerage Service. The SEC accused Daytech of falsifying documents and using customer funds to cover company expenses, in theory putting customer accounts at risk. The country's fourth largest online broker agreed to pay a $50,000 fine and hire an independent consultant to monitor its accounting practices. Reporting live in New York, I'm Betsy Koretnik, CBS MarketWatch.
He's not a doctor, but he played one at the University of Cincinnati Hospital. That's the gist of a lawsuit filed by several people who claim they were treated by Thomas West, who allegedly passed himself off as a doctor, giving one patient a physical, removing another's skin lesion. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Ed Crane, CBS News.